For more than 35 years, Atlanta tunes into Money Talks. For more information on 401ks, mortgages, retirement, and investment strategies, tune in and listen to Money Talks, hosted by Hensler Financial. Check it out now at Hensler.com. From the Ingalls studio, welcome to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Today is Tuesday, May 30th, and happy 48th birthday to singer CeeLo Green.
You know, sometimes I don't want to rap, sometimes I don't want to sing, you know what I mean? Sometimes all it calls for is a nice mellow groove and a rim shot.
I'm Brian Giffen, and here are some top stories Cherokee is talking about, presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Cherokee court system to get $1.3 million for AV upgrades. Army Corps of Engineers asks people headed to lakes and rivers to practice water safety. And Hyundai, LG Energy to build $4.3 billion EV battery plant in Georgia. Plus, Leah McGrath from Ingalls Markets is here to talk about cutting back on sugar in your diet. And Gary Crawford of the USDA offers some better news about food prices. We'll have all this and more on the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Credit Union of Georgia is a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative that will provide you with personalized customer service, a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs across the country, and convenient locations right here in Cherokee County, including the brand new Hickory Flat Branch. Become a member today or apply for a loan online at cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia. Georgia, the better way to bank.
Cherokee County's court system has been awarded $1.3 million in federal funding from the American Rescue Plan Act. The Blue Ridge Judicial Circuit, which exclusively serves Cherokee County, will receive the funds primarily for audiovisual equipment upgrades. Out of the total amount, $1.2 million will be used to upgrade the audiovisual equipment in all courtrooms, while the remaining funds will cover the expenses of senior judges, court reporters, and bailiffs associated with the circuit. The Blue Ridge Circuit is one of 21 circuits in the state that requested AV equipment upgrades to address case backlogs caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. The upgrades are expected to improve efficiency and reduce technical delays in court proceedings. Georgia Supreme Court Chief Justice Michael P. Boggs expressed pride in the progress made by judges and court personnel in implementing their grant-funded case backlog plans. Get more on this story at TribuneLedgerNews.com. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is emphasizing the importance of water safety for individuals and families visiting lakes and rivers this summer. They provide essential tips to prevent accidents and save lives. It is crucial to be prepared for unexpected situations, as accidents can happen quickly. Wearing a life jacket significantly increases the chances of survival in a case of an unexpected fall into the water. Understanding the difference between swimming in open water and a pool is vital, and it's never too late to improve swimming abilities. Alcohol and water are a dangerous combination that can lead to disorientation and drowning. Boaters' hypnosis, caused by environmental factors, can impair reaction time. Carbon monoxide poisoning is a risk even on open motorboats. Precautions should be taken. Constant supervision of children near water is crucial, and they should always wear properly fitted life jackets. Water temperature can be significantly colder than air temperature, so wearing a life jacket is essential for survival. Hyundai Motor Group and LG Energy Solutions are partnering to construct a $4.3 billion electric vehicle battery plant here in Georgia. The plant will be adjacent to the Hyundai EV Meta plant currently under construction. This project is anticipated to create 3,000 jobs, constituting a significant portion of the $5.5 billion investment in the MetaPlan project announced by Hyundai. U.S. Senator John Ossoff played a role in facilitating the deal through discussions with executives from both companies, and he credited tax incentives provided by the Inflation Reduction Act for making the project possible. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp expressed his satisfaction with Georgia's progress toward becoming the EV capital of the nation. The new EV battery plant is projected to commence operations by the end of 2025. Cherokee Women's Health Specialists is conducting a donation drive for menstrual products to support MUST Ministries. The ongoing drive has already collected over 300 boxes of menstrual hygiene products with the help of patients and staff. Donations can be made in person or through an Amazon wish list. Dr. James Haley, an OBGYN at Cherokee Women's Health, expressed gratitude for the generosity of patients and the community. The initiative aims to address period poverty, a situation where individuals lack access to affordable menstrual hygiene products, which can negatively impact mental, physical, and social well-being. The donated products will benefit various individuals, including seniors, young girls, and clients of Must Ministries. Cherokee Women's Health Specialists has locations in Canton and Woodstock. Grammy Award-winning artist Rick Springfield is set to perform his popular hits, including Jesse's Girl, at the Northside Hospital Cherokee Amphitheater in downtown Woodstock. This performance is part of Woodstock's free summer concert series. The concert will take place on June 10th at 7:30 p.m. Other featured acts include Uptown Funk, a Bruno Mars tribute band, on July 8th, Completely Unchained, a Van Halen tribute band, on August 12th, and Drive It and Cryin' on September 9th. Shuttle buses will be provided for transportation, and on-site security will be available at designated locations. For more information, visit WoodstockConcertSeries.com. Brent Buddy, the coach of the Sequoia girls lacrosse team, has been named the Cherokee County Coach of the Year. Buddy led the Chiefs to the state tournament for the first time since 2019 with a 5-10 overall record and a 3-2 record in Area 4 5A-6A. Despite facing injuries and a challenging schedule, the team improved throughout the season and secured a playoff spot. Buddy, who previously coached Woodstock's football team, praised the team's progress and highlighted their competitive matches against county schools. Peyton Harper, the team's lone senior, was a key player, scoring 39 goals and showcasing her all-around skills. Buddy expressed excitement for the team's future and their achievements in the 2023 season. Back in just a moment.
When it comes to solving complex engineering challenges, there's only one name you need to know: Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Our team of experts has years of experience and uses the latest technology to provide innovative solutions for all your home needs. From foundation repair to waterproofing and drainage solutions, we've got you covered. We work with both residential and commercial clients, and we're committed to providing excellent customer service every step of the way. And with our state-of-the-art equipment and top-quality materials, you can be confident that your project will be completed to the highest standards. So why settle for less when you can have the best? Call Engineered Solutions of Georgia today to schedule your free consultation and see how we can help you tackle any engineering challenge.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. Residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all. 678 ESOG now.
It pays to know your doctor. It pays to know your lawyer. And now more than ever, it pays to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake with Drake Realty, and we have 7 offices in the metro Atlanta area. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia, and we pride ourselves in professional service, whether you are the buyer or the seller. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They are pushing for the best price and terms for their client. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. Now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, or new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Jeffrey Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's what the deal provides for your future.
And now, Leah McGrath of Ingles Markets talked with our own Bruce Jenkins about cutting back on sugar in your diet.
I'm Leah McGrath. I'm the registered dietitian, the corporate dietitian for Ingles Markets. I'm here to answer your questions about food, nutrition, and health. You can find me on the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com and click on the wellness tab. You can also find me on Twitter as Ingles Dietitian with 2 T's, and you can find me on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. So today, once again, I'm answering some of your questions about food, nutrition, and health.
This next question is a concern for me because I really enjoy my sweets. I love ice cream, sandwiches, chocolate. Oh my gosh, I could eat those all day long. But My doctor says I need to cut down on my sugar. So what's a good substitute for this? Maybe something like honey?
Yeah, no, honey is not a good substitute for sugar. Honey counts as an added sugar. It has very similar properties to white sugar or brown sugar. Your body recognizes all those pretty much the same way. Like a lot of people like to say, honey is so great because it's all natural, it's from bees. Well, sugar is natural as well. Honey will raise blood sugar up if you have diabetes. It'll do a really good job at that, actually. So honey is not necessarily a substitute. Like if you're trying to decrease calories, it's not gonna do that for you. There are a lot of what we call non-nutritive sweeteners on the market. There's everything from stevia to all the different pink packets, blue packets, yellow packets. Overall, it's probably better to start training yourself to try and eat foods that are lower in sugar overall and get your sweetness from things like fruit instead of things like high added sweetener foods like candy, cookies, cakes, sweetened beverages. And it's interesting timing. Just today, there was a press release that came out from the World Health Organization discouraging the use of non-nutritive and artificial sweeteners unless you have diabetes. Now, there are some issues with the studies that they base this on, but I think that overall, like looking for ways to find sweetness without necessarily eating a lot of foods with added sugars or artificial sweeteners is probably the way to go. And when it comes to foods that have natural sweetness, you can't really beat fruit, whether it's fresh or frozen or canned. Having a serving of fruit will give you so much more than just the sweetness. It also gives you vitamins and minerals and fiber. Well, thanks for your time today and for listening to the Ask Leah segment. If you have nutrition questions, be sure and go to the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com. Click on the wellness tab, and you can also find me on Twitter, Ingles Dietitian with 2 T's, on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. Send me your questions about food, nutrition, and health, and we'll get them answered for you.
We'll be back in just a moment. Summer scorching heat is here, but fear not. Don't let your house turn into a blast furnace. Call the trusted experts at Daco Systems. At Daco Systems, we do things the old-fashioned way, believing in hard work, quality, and honest communication to ensure your satisfaction. Our service technicians are highly trained and certified, staying up to date with the latest industry standards. You can trust our expertise to keep you cool. Worried about costs? We've got you covered. Daco Systems offers free estimates, and if we do the repairs, there's no diagnostic fee. If you're in need of a new system, we understand the financial strain. That's why we provide financing options and a 100% performance guarantee. When you choose Daco Systems, exceptional service and professionalism are guaranteed from every member of our team. Stay cool this summer and enjoy peace of mind. Call Daco Systems today at 770-209-2261 or visit us at dacosystems.com. Daco Systems, your premier train comfort specialist.
This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian, with a cooking tip. If you're planning on roasting meat or chicken or making a meatloaf, this is a great time to roast vegetables for your dinner as well. Cut up various vegetables like zucchini, squash, carrots, white, or sweet potatoes. Toss them with a little bit of olive oil and seasoning, whatever seasoning you like, and roast them on a sheet pan for about 15 to 20 minutes, the last 15 to 20 minutes of your cooking time, and enjoy them with your roasted meat dish for dinner.
Inflation, especially food prices, has been front page news for the past year, and while they're still rising, Gary Crawford of the USDA offers some positive news in this report.
Food prices are continuing to increase, but at a slower monthly rate than many experts had been expecting, and that
has also decreased our expectations for what food price inflation looks like for 2023.
Last month, Agriculture Department economist Matt McLaughlin was projecting grocery store food prices this year would top last year by 6.6%. But now,
we have an expected percent increase of 6.3%.
Food price inflation being cooled down by price declines for several major food categories. Eggs, one of those. Matt says there have been no new cases of bird flu in commercial egg-laying flocks since late last year.
So egg prices are continuing to decrease. They decreased by another 1.5% last month.
They're still over 20% higher than a year ago, but coming down.
We have other categories like pork, which has continued to decrease. We're now at 2.2% below where we were last year.
0.5% below last year for beef. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
We'll be back with closing thoughts right after this.
Cookie cutters are for the kitchen, not your wallet. You don't have to settle for generic. Our advisors go beyond customizing your portfolio. We match your investments to the financial plan we design around you, your goals, your time horizon, when we design a plan around you. Learn about our integrated approach to wealth. Contact the experts at Hensler Financial, 770-429-9166, or Hensler.com, H-E-N-S-S-L-E-R.com.
For more than 35 years, Atlanta has been tuning into Money Talks, your trusted resource for your money, your future, your life. Every week, our experts answer your questions on personal finances, stocks, or the economy. The Money Talks hosts take an in-depth look at a variety of money and financial matters, including 401ks, mortgages, retirement, and investment strategies. Tune in and listen to Money Talks, hosted by Hensler Financial. Check it out now at Hensler.com. Thanks again for listening to today's Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast, giving you important news about your community and telling great stories are what we do. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Get more news about your community at TribuneLedgerNews.com.
This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, Executive Producer, Doug Harding, Creative Director, Jacob Sutherland, Director, and Jinrei Zhang, Video Producer. All rights reserved.